Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading the story Fluttershy Discovers Animal Crackers by Art Inspired. So, here's the thing. I am trying something else today because I was not too happy with how the recordings from the car turned out. I still very like to release them, but you know I was still not too happy with them. So now I've got a cardboard box with pyramid foam stuffed into it and have fastened that somehow to my microphone stand with my pop filter in front of it. I really hope that this will work much better than recording in the car. Because that was very, very uncomfortable. You cannot imagine how uncomfortable that was. Anyhow, as always, I will remind you that if that big button under the video is still red, that means that you have not subscribed to Pony and Wolf Productions yet. And we would really be honored if you did. I know it's annoying that I say this in front of every video, but it helps us out in the algorithm and helps our discoverability. Sincerely yours, let's get into the meat of this. Oh my! It was a nice, bright and shining day for young Fluttershy. Her animals were happy, the birds were chirping, and all the little fillies were out playing in the distance. While the Pegasus fed her pet squirrel, she heard Twilight coming from around her cottage.
"Hey, Fluttershy,"
the purple unicorn said.
"What's up?"
Fluttershy, smiling kindly, replied.
"Oh, I'm just doing my usual things for the morning."
As the young pony grabbed a bucket and sat in next to her door, her friend asked something peculiar.
"Have you seen Rainbow flying around with a box today?"
Fluttershy, curious as to what Rainbow would be doing with a box, said,
"No, but what's in the box?"
Twilight smiled oddly and claimed,
"Oh, nothing, really, nothing you'd want to know about."
As she walked off, Fluttershy's eyebrow rose slightly. Returning to her work, she heard the distinguished whoosh of the sign Pegasus's flight. As she soared just above her head, the yellow mare heard Twilight call her with fear in her voice. She was just behind the cottage, and as Rainbow landed, Fluttershy hid behind the wall, out of sight.
"Are you trying to get Fluttershy to cry?"
Twilight asked. The rainbow-maned Pegasus claimed,
"What? They're just a snack!" "That doesn't matter. If Fluttershy sees them, she'll take things the wrong way. Did she see you?" "I don't know. I don't think so, but then again, I wasn't really paying attention."
As Fluttershy heard Twilight face hoof, she decided to confront the two. Just as she crept around the corner, Rainbow saw her and hit the box she was holding behind her back.
"What's that?"
Fluttershy asked.
"Nothing,"
Rainbow lied.
"It's just a box,"
Twilight claimed. Fluttershy eyed the two carefully. She could just barely see the corner of the box. But before she could say another word, Rainbow took off in a fit of speed. As the rainbow lines followed her to some clouds far off, Twilight just smiled awkwardly.
Twilight, what was that?"
the butter yellow mare asked. Twilight gulped while blinking and said,
"Nothing!"
Next thing Fluttershy knew, the mare teleported out of their lickety-split. The Pegasus stood there, confused by this, and insanely curious. She decided to go to Applejack, seeing as how she could never tell a lie without being found out. As she approached the barn, she saw her orange friend taking a break next to the wooden fences while munching on an apple.
Applejack?
Fluttershy questioned.
"What's the box Rainbow Dash has?"
Applejack spit bits of apple out as her ears received the question. Her hoof rose to her mouth to wipe off some spit. As she looked at her friend, caught off guard by this, she said,
"Oh, sugar, you really don't want to know, trust me,"
Fluttershy argued.
"But I do want to know. She seems to be hiding the thing like it would hurt me. What could a simple box do to me that would be so devastating?"
Applejack fibbed.
"Oh, it's just a box, nothing else. Just a box."
Her weird smile told Fluttershy she was lying, so Fluttershy resiliently said,
"Please, just tell me what it is."
Applejack, trying to put on her best poker face, continued to lie.
"Oh, it's just a box, nothing more. Trust me."
Fluttershy rolled her eyes and said,
"Fine, if you don't tell me, I'll have to find out myself.
As she left, Applejack sighed and returned to her work. Fluttershy decided to investigate Rarity and possibly dig some clues up from her. As she entered her boutique, Rarity noticed the doorbell ring. As she came around the corner to greet her customer, she saw it to be the yellow Pegasus looking a bit upset.
Fluttershy, what seems to be the problem?
She asked in concern.
Oh, nothing much, except Rainbow has some small box. She and Twilight are hiding what it is from me. Applejack lied about it, and I was wondering if you know anything about it?
Rarity gulped, turned around and muttered,
It's best if you didn't know, trust me.
Fluttershy became irritated with those last two words.
Why does every pony want me to trust them that if I find out what it is, it'll hurt me in some way?
Rarity, turning her head, said,
Look, darling, if you found out, believe me, you'd be distraught.
Fluttershy just sighed and walked out. As she did, she headed to Twilight's house and knocked. She heard Twilight, Rainbow, and Pinky murmuring something. As the door slowly opened, Fluttershy looked inside to see the box sitting on the table inside.
May I come in?
She asked kindly. Twilight gulped and said,
I'd prefer you didn't. It's for your own good.
Fluttershy, finally having enough of this, pushed her way through. As Pinky grabbed the box, Fluttershy chased after her. The box was then tossed to Rainbow Dash, who was heading for the window. As she tried to fly out, wham! The window wasn't even open. As the box fell to the floor, Fluttershy dived for it. Her whole body covered the box, and as she began to creepily giggle, she rose up and said,
Now I'll see what you've been hiding from me. Now I'll see what's so dangerous for me to see.
She lifted the box up and looked at it, only to give a horrified look once her eyes were able to fully view the cartoonish designs of animals, all in cracker form.
Animal crackers?
Her scratchy voice asked. A few seconds of gazing at the ludicrous snack passed before she threw the box up and began screaming in torment. As she tries to run for the door, Twilight stopped her by shutting it in the nick of time. The frightened pony stopped just before slamming right into it face first and searched for a way out. Twilight magically grabbed her being and frantically tried to explain.
They're just crackers that Pinky made.
Fluttershy, whipping her hoofs in various directions trying to break free, interrogated.
So she killed a bunch of my forest friends and cooked them into snacks?
Pinky walked up to her friend and giggled.
No, silly! They're just made out of dough! They're not actual animals in them!
Fluttershy, calming down, asked,
But why animals? Why not just regular squares or circles?
Rainbow, still dazed by the impact, said,
Because it's cute!
Fluttershy was let go and sat there, staring at the box. As Rainbow Dash picked them up, she continued,
We knew you'd react like this, and it was a special gift for me from Pinkie Pie. I thought they were awesome, but we all knew you'd freak out if you saw them. That's why we hid them.
Fluttershy gulped and said,
I need some time alone, please. Excuse me.
As she opened the door, Twilight asked,
Are you going to be all right?
Fluttershy nodded her head and said,
I just need some time alone.
In a few days, this would just be one silly occurrence, but Fluttershy would probably never recover from the frightening thought of ponies eating the heads of animal crackers. Hello and welcome back to Common Tom's Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and helps to keep the lights on around here. And you want to keep the lights on around here, right? Because that means that I have electricity, and without electricity I cannot record these stories. Anyhow, let's get into the meat of this, because I am not the Micro Machines man, despite what you might think. Anyhow. So, wait, what? Rainbow here at the end saying, that's why we hid them from you, but at the beginning you were literally going to show them to Fluttershy. Dude, girl, whatever. Oh, come on. That's just not cool. That's just not cool. That's a bit wrong.
The story in itself is actually pretty nice, but this at the end, I don't mean the author here in terms of that's not cool. I mean the reaction that Rainbow is giving here with, oh yeah, we hid it from you because we knew you would be hurt. But at the beginning of the story, she literally is trying to show them to Fluttershy. This is so in... Rainbow! Anyhow, guys, sincerely yours, Visual Pony, I hope you enjoyed this story, and as always, I hope that it finds you well in body and mind.